Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, August 12th. I'm Ray Graff. Travel time today. We welcome back Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham, New York. And the number to call if you have a travel question is 800-348-2551. She'll be the first to tell you that if you're planning on traveling over the holidays, you're probably too late already. But she'll give you some good ideas anyway for a second option. The number is 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org for the email and 800-348-2551. The one and only Gene Gagnon and your calls coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's time to be joined by certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon once again. Gene is the president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded her the designation of Certified Travel Counselor in 1985 and gave her a very large conical hat. Gene was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College. At Plaza Travel, Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. You have a question? Sure. Now is the time. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Gene Gagnon, welcome back.
A conical hat?
Yes, you had a conical hat, right?
Isn't that like a dunce cap?
No, you're like a wizard.
Oh,
you're
I like
wizard
that better.
Travel okay. Wizard.
Oh, I like that.
I've heard a lot of people on the street saying Gene Gagnon hates me. I've heard this from a lot of people. Let's set the record straight here.
The truth is, I love you. Now everyone knows, and we just like to tease each other.
Yes, indeed. And some people have been saying that, and it's all in fun, everyone. Most of it. So what's new with you?
Well, what's new with me? I just got my new passport.
Oh, congrats.
And I learned something.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm traveling to Patagonia on October 6th.
Aha.
And my passport needed to be reissued before I left.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to apply, it said it would come in around September 17th.
Right.
I was like, ooh, October 6th, September 17th. That's a little close.
Yep.
So I paid $20 to have it expedited.
Aha.
The very next day, my husband renewed his online. He did not pay to expedite.
Interesting.
They both came in the same day.
Oh, what a scam, eh?
And like 6 days later. I mean, really fast.
Okay, now, so what does that tell you?
It just tells me that they're really moving these quickly, so I'm very, very happy about that. I still wouldn't wait too long, but if you've got at least 2 or 3 months, I wouldn't pay to expedite.
Right.
I really wouldn't.
But 20 is a fairly reasonable amount for that
That's
sort of
thing.
That's
what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. No, I do agree that 20 isn't bad, but I'm telling you, he put his in on August 2nd, which is a Sunday, and they came in this past Monday.
Is he going to Patagonia with you?
No, he is not.
So he just wanted the passport for whatever.
For just in case, right.
Because he travels while you're traveling to Patagonia.
Well, it's funny because people always say to Tom, so Tom, Jean's going away again. When is your vacation? And he says, what day is she leaving?
No.
Yeah.
So the eclipse is going on over in Europe. We have
yes,
it on the cable news
yes,
here.
Is.
That's quite exciting. Do you ever make any of those trips to see...
see celestial
events and whatnot?
No. They have to be planned years ahead of time. And then, of course, what if the weather is bad? What if it's cloudy? It's just too iffy. And I think very, very, it's hyped so much that the rates all go up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't usually do that.
Speaking of rates going up, I kind of joked about it at the very beginning of the show, but you are one for planning ahead for holiday planning. And here we are in August, and November, December is right around the corner. Is it too late?
Well, you're going to pay more than everybody else who planned ahead.
Really?
Basically, that's it. Because they do have a percentage of lower fares. You know, there's different tiers.
Right.
And unfortunately, those lower tiers are already gone. And the hard part, November Thanksgiving is horrible because everybody wants to come back on Sunday. Very few people have Monday off.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going at Christmas or you know, one of those holidays, it's a little more flexible. If you only want to go 3 or 4 days, you can kind of fit it in that 10-day period. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would think that Thanksgiving would be slightly easier because most people aren't traveling out of the country. You know what I mean?
No, it's horrible.
Really?
It's horrible. Everyone wants to come back Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
And now even Monday is starting to get sold out. And so people who waited are definitely paying more.
So I guess talking about fall travel is out of the question then.
Well, yeah, you can still drive somewhere. I mean, we've got some beautiful places you can drive to. You can drive to Canada. You can drive all the way from Montreal or to Quebec or Vermont. And just beautiful, or even just take day trips. Go on the Mohawk Trail in Massachusetts or, you know, take Route 20 to the Finger Lakes.
Have you ever done the Erie Canal? Tours?
No, but I know how the song goes.
Please don't sing it. If you wouldn't mind, I'd really appreciate that. You know, maybe someday. You know how they got me roped into these on-the-road events?
Yeah.
What if we did something like that? We took a bunch of people on the Erie Canal.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if the money's good, I might do it. We'll see. I'll talk to my agent. One of your big fans, Lori, writes in, "Finally, my trip to Egypt and Jordan is a few weeks away. I'd like to purchase scarab beetle bracelets, which is commonly found in the region. How do I know I'm getting something genuine? And also some tips where to buy them. Are the markets a good option?" And that's from Laura.
Okay, Laura, I would not buy them in the markets. I'm sure if you're going to Egypt and Jordan, you're on some kind of a tour. You're with a tour group. You will have a tour manager. They will give you the best options. They'll say, don't buy it here, buy it there. Now, some people are very concerned. They go, oh, they're just saying that because they're going to get a kickback. You know what? They may get a couple of bucks, but you're going to get the real deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I always do. I've done it when I went to Asia. They said, you know, if you're going to buy stuff in markets, buy cheap stuff in markets. But if you want to buy a rug or something, you know, really put some money into it,
yeah,
go to a good, decent store.
Now, wait, if you went and bought a rug, how do you get that back? You can't get it on the plane.
I bought a rug when I was in Turkey,
yeah,
many, many years ago, and they folded it somehow. I mean, it's not a super plush rug, but it's still a, you know, it's an oriental rug.
Sure.
Well, you're not supposed to say oriental anywhere.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, it's a rug. They folded it up, and they actually gave me like a little piece of luggage, a canvas bag to put it in.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that was probably about 30 years ago. And I still get a phone call once a year from the rug guy when he comes to New York, and he wants to know if I want to buy another rug.
It's so interesting.
Every year.
So they gave you a piece of luggage.
Yeah, like a canvas bag.
So that,
yeah,
would make you a carpet bagger. There you go. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. And then they're going to fire me. Robert writes in, "Recently the Mexican government completed a railroad that encircles the Yucatan Peninsula, stopping at major Mayan ruins. The train company offers tours with hotels included. Any experience or knowledge about these tours?"
No, but you know what I'll do is during our break, I'll look it up and I'll see who's operating it. I haven't heard of it.
Really?
So I'll double check it and then we'll bring it up later on. How's
that? That would be a great train. I know you love trains. I mean,
I do.
Would be something else, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's grab one call here before we take a break. Gene Gagnon is our guest. It's Travel Today. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Jim is in Holyoke. Jim, go ahead.
Hi. This winter, I'm going to kind of start easing into retirement. I want to maybe take like a month off and travel down to a warmer climate without using a passport. I don't know if, you know, maybe like renting a houseboat in Florida or going to Puerto Rico or St. Croix, or what would be a good month trip?
Well,
Well,
the problem is that you're going to be going during the high season. So your airfare is going to be high if you end up flying. Okay, so that number one. Parts of Puerto Rico are very inexpensive, the more residential areas. So like, in other words, if you're not on the beach and you rent a house a little bit further inland, and there's so much to see and do there. I mean, it's such a beautiful country. It's not just a little island. That Puerto Rico would be my choice if I was going to go.
Mm-hmm. Jim.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Well, thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot for the call. It's 800-348-2551. What the hey? Let's grab one more here before the break. Mary's in Troy. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I'm driving, so if there's interference, let me know right away.
Okie dokie.
Call another time.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. I am beginning to discuss a trip with a girlfriend of mine. Every year, she goes to Ireland to visit family. I am discussing either a pre- or post-stopover for her and a trip for me to Iceland.
Okay. That's a great idea.
She has a horse and dog. And yeah, I think it is, too. Thank you. She has a horse. She has dogs. She is very concerned about time.
Okay.
I don't want to do one of those one day. You know, do you have any idea about a minimal but good amount of time?
Oh, so you're talking about, I thought you wanted to know what time of year to go. Okay. So I would do.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. I would do a minimum of 3 nights because that gives you at least 2 full days. Okay. If you could swing it, I would do 4 nights because that gives you 3 full days. But it also depends upon the timing of the flights because you'll probably fly on Iceland Air and they have some flights that get in very early. They have some flights that get in very late. So that might extend your day. But then you still have to think about, well, even if my flight's not leaving until 11 o'clock at night, I have to check out of the hotel by 11, blah, blah, blah. But you have to, what I tell people is to hold up their hand. And however many nights, like if you hold up 4 and it's 4 nights, your days are the spaces between. So 4 nights is 3 full days. And while you're there, you're going to want to tour Reykjavik. You're going to want to at least go on the Golden Circle, which is a nice one-day trip. So if it was me, I would try to do 4 nights. But if you had to do 3, you could still see some good stuff.
Mary, thanks a lot for the call. Why do they call it the Golden Circle?
That is a very good question, Ray, of which I do not know the answer.
No points awarded.
Bam!
Travel expert Gene Gagnon, not a trivia expert, a travel expert. 800-348-2551 if you have a question, or voxpop at WAMC.org. We'll be back. Hey, you know, we have an app, right? You heard it. The promos have been on 8 zillion times. We have a great new app, and I'm not kidding you. It's a big upgrade over the old one, and you're going to love it. It's functionality deluxe. You'll find the shows you want. You can go to the App Store. If you have an Android, it probably updated on its own. If you have an iPhone, you probably want to go to the App Store, download the new one, install it, then get rid of our old app. This is a pretty good one. So check it out, the new WAMC app. And if you forget, the promo will be on very shortly. It is a Vox Pop on WAMC. Our guest today is travel expert Gene Gagnon. I fooled her and gave her a question she couldn't answer earlier, and she has... Well, frankly, she cheated, and she looked it up. So what's the deal with the Golden Circle?
Okay, so the Golden Circle is named after the Gullfoss waterfall in Iceland.
Gullfoss?
Gullfoss.
Okay, what's
waterfall
that?
In Iceland, and it's translated to golden waterfall.
Ah.
So the circle encompasses going to see that.
It's not
among
a sewer or anything,
many
is
other
it?
Things. No,
okay,
no.
Okay, fine. So anyway, that's interesting. You've been to Iceland, right? You went there a couple of years ago, didn't you?
No. Another agent in my office went. Iceland's one of the places I have not been but would love to go.
I mean, can you – I know the weather might be a little chilly, but could you get a nice cheap flight in the winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, the day is about 3.5 hours long, you know, because in the summer the days are like 18 hours long.
Right.
So if you want to, if your main goal when you're going to Iceland is to see the northern lights, you actually want to go in the winter.
Right.
That's the best time to go because it's so dark. You can't see it well in the summer.
I think I'd like 3 hours a day of sunlight. I mean, when I get home, I pull all the shades in the house.
There you go. They do a lot of drinking there.
I
know why.
Oh,
yeah.
I understand. Let's see. A couple emails here, and then we'll jump back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Mary from Deerfield writes in, you know, you suggested Puerto Rico as a month-long travel destination, but the country's in the middle of a horrible water shortage. Maybe not a great place to visit right now. And okay.
Well, that's fair enough, but I believe the gentleman said in the wintertime.
Aha. And Stephen writes in, when I taught boarding school many years ago, the school resumed classes on Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Don't more schools do this?
Not that I found. And a lot of people, even if the schools do, you know, a lot of times the parents have to get back to work.
So true. All right, let's go back to our phones. It's 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is here. Always fun to have Gene on the program. Anne is in Stockbridge. Nope, West Stockbridge. Anne, I apologize. You're on.
Hi. I was wondering if you know anything about the dog.
Okay. Ireland.
And
we kind of lost the important parts of that to some sort of static. So try it one more time.
I'm wondering about traveling with a dog to Ireland.
Ah, okay. Well, yes, you can, but it's not easy. You have to get certificates.
Yeah.
You have to contact the airlines. The airlines have to know you're coming. They'll have specific kennel sizes that you have to have depending upon the weight and the height of the dog. I know you can do it, but it's just a little complicated. You got to plan ahead of time because you're going to have to make sure you get copies of the shots, and it's going to have to be examined on the most recent vet visit, things like that.
And do you know, does the Irish Aer Lingus, I think it is?
Aer Lingus, uh-huh.
Aer Lingus, does any airline do it?
I believe so. I mean, last I looked, and I'm going to cheat again, as Ray likes to call
all
it,
right.
And I'm actually going to look it up. But I do know once they get there, they have to quarantine. So that's the other thing.
We talked about this on past shows. And some of these places, that you quarantine your dog for a long time.
Yeah. Like Aer Lingus doesn't allow them in the passenger cabin, but they do allow them as cargo.
Yes.
So you've got
a good old rescue guy. He wouldn't
do well in the baggage compartment.
Yeah, so you got to do some research. You got to look up every airline that flies there.
Okay.
Check United, American, United, American, Delta. All of them fly there. So go on their website and see what you'd have to do.
All right, Ann, thanks a lot for the call. Now, you know, I haven't flown since the time of the Zeppelins, obviously, but aren't these cargo areas? They're not heated, are they? They're cold.
Right.
How are you going to put a dog in there and have it live?
I agree.
Do you get a discount if the dog's dead when you get there?
I don't think so.
All right, let's go to the... You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Does this strike a sentimental note with you?
Well, it's hard for people who need to travel with their pets or can't leave them home or have to move.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard. And I actually had somebody one time who was flying, I forget where, maybe Chicago.
Yeah.
And was the accompanier. Like they accompanied, that they were being paid to accompany the pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's difficult.
Do you have a pet?
No longer.
That'll make travel easier.
Well, you know, it's hard when you travel a lot, especially if you want to have like a dog or something. It's just not fair to the animal.
Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's travel at 800-348-2551. Let's go to Amherst, Massachusetts. Kate, go ahead.
Hi there. I've got a question about Christmas possibilities in the British Isles.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to the King College concert in Cambridge, but the tickets for that don't even open for the ballot before October, and you don't hear until the beginning of November. Are there other totally cool places you could go?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to say. You've got to build the trip so that even if you don't go to the concert, you're still a happy person, you know, because there's so many things to do. As a matter of fact, we usually recommend going to Europe over holidays like this February school break or the Christmas break, because so few people are doing that. It's easier to do that than get a ticket to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, the winter in Europe is fabulous. So I would highly recommend it.
Any special place you'd recommend?
Well, I would go to London first, and I would do London as much as I as much as time as you could invest in it. You know, the museums are wonderful, the Victoria and Albert, the British Museum. You can see all the stuff that they got from everywhere else. And I mean, there's so much, you know, you could see shows, you know, there's so much to do. And then if you did have tickets to the concert, you could, you know, go up to Cambridge and do that.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Kate, thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Jean Gagnon is our guest today. 800-348-2551 is the number if you have a travel question, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org, and we'll check the email bag in a little bit. Lynn is in New Jersey. Lynn, where are you in New Jersey?
Vernon.
Ah, very nice.
Northwest.
Well, thanks for being on the
where
show.
Where the skiing is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you.
If you have a question.
I listen to all the shows.
Well, thank you.
I am going on a cruise. I was supposed to go to include Antarctica, but I decided no, so I'm just kind of circumnavigating South America. But I wanted to know if at some place I could get at least get a flyover.
That would be so
Antarctica.
Cool.
It
Lynn.
Would be, but I think you can do flight excursions along the edges of Antarctica, but I don't believe
really?
That I know of any that just fly over.
They will not fly over.
Well, I'm not saying they won't.
Say it again, Lynn.
Nothing from OSHA?
Not that I know of. I
think I saw something from up north.
It could
in
be,
South America, but
yeah, that's something we would have to research. Obviously not something that we do every day, but you should check with your cruise line and see if they offer it as an excursion.
Yeah. What a fun thing, Lynn.
Okay.
And if you make it over Antarctica, please call us back and let us know how it was.
Okay. This is my first trip without my husband of 42 years.
Oh, good luck,
and
Lynn.
We went everywhere.
Well, I hope that this is a good one
for
you. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Mary Ellen in LaGrange writes, my husband and I have the opportunity to get away in early November and are looking for ideas. We need a place or ship that is gluten-free friendly. We love cruising, but are open to land-only trips as well. That's from Mary Ellen in LaGrange.
Okay, and I'm sorry, when did she want to go, Ray?
November. Okay. Early November.
Early November. Okay, yeah. I would highly, highly, highly recommend Italy. For if you haven't been, for any gluten-free travelers.
You're kidding me. Why?
No. Well, they're very attuned to it. I don't know if it's true, but they kids are tested very young there. I heard they were all tested in kindergarten. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Really?
And you can walk into any Italian restaurant and just say, celiac? With a question mark and point to yourself, and you are set.
You're kidding me.
No, I went to the Alps recently with my daughter, and she needed gluten-free. And I'm telling you, she said the rolls and the bread
really
was the best she ever had. So we're at this hotel, and we're having dinner the night before, and she said gluten-free, so they took the bread of rolls and put them by me, bought her a totally separate basket of bread. And it was a dark bread, a light bread, rolls, hard rolls, whatever. And then the next morning when we walked into the breakfast room, the woman recognized her and brought her over right away those rolls again. And
Did you try them?
Gluten-free pasta. They were delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Chef Rick Orlando, who's on this show very often over the years, and he does culinary tours of Italy. And he swears by the pasta there. And
yes.
Not necessarily for people with celiac disease, but people who are sensitive to gluten. He says the pasta over there is different. And
it is.
It affects
it
people
is different.
Differently.
It is different. And so is the wine. So I have a friend who, when she's home, she can't even drink a whole glass of wine because the sulfates or whatever it is gives her headaches.
Yeah.
And there... no problem. Have a glass for lunch, have another glass for dinner, no headaches whatsoever. And a clarity that you don't have. Like normally if I was here and I had a glass of wine at lunch, I'd be like taking a nap by 2 o'clock in the middle of the day like
right.
that, you know? And there, one or two glasses and there's none of that fogginess.
You're
I don't know
me.
Why. Yeah.
So
wonderful.
You're recommending people drink Italian wine?
Oh, yeah. House wine. Don't even bother with the wine. list.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, gluten-free Europe, so much better than the U.S. It's unbelievable.
Our guest today is travel counselor Jean Gagnon. If you have a travel question, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to Harlemville, New York, and Nona, you're on.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Great, thanks. I just thought, wow, this is a great opportunity to ask the expert about her recommendations. I want a laid-back vacation the first week in February. That's determined by my daughter's schedule for my adult children and their significant others and one grandchild, where we can be someplace warm and beachy and snorkel a lot.
Snorkeling. Okay, snorkeling, warm, beachy, February, and I can see the wheels turning in Jean's head.
Not too expensive, and preferably near the beach, and I will tell her what I have in mind.
Okay.
I thought of St. John's.
St. John's.
I've been before, but my daughter said that they've got pretty wrecked by a hurricane, so I want her opinion about that. Or I've heard that Holbosch is very nice in Mexico.
Okay, so this is the, unfortunately, you mentioned two things that aren't going to match, okay? And one was February and fairly inexpensive, okay? Because it's high season. And it's high season not because the weather is so much better other times or, you know, it's better then. It's because it's so cold everywhere in the U.S., okay? So your least expensive options are not going to be something like St. John and or any of the U.S. territories. Your least expensive options are going to be the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Those are going to be the two least expensive. And one of the main reasons is, and it's very, very sad, is because they don't pay their help well.
That is sad.
Okay. So, yeah, it is sad, but that's why one of the reasons why they're so inexpensive. The British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, even Puerto Rico is not going to be as inexpensive as those are. Now, if you have kids with you, then I would highly recommend an all-inclusive resort where you'd have your meals, the kids would have lots of activities to do.
Well, these are adult children, although there would be some grandchildren too, right, Nona?
There's one young grandchild.
Right, okay. Right. And you can, right. A lot of these places have separate adult pools, separate kids pools, but you're going to want to go to a place that's kid friendly. Unfortunately, the downside of an all-inclusive is unless you get into a luxury all-inclusive, the meals are okay. You know what I mean? You're not going to the Dominican Republic for gourmet meals. If you wanted that, you would go to France or Italy. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, I mean, the
food
is good.
There's some fine Dominican food.
No. I don't mean that. I certainly don't mean that because I love Dominican food.
Okay.
But people complain it's a lot of buffets.
Oh, I see.
And things like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I gotcha.
Although there are specialty restaurants usually. If you go to the lower, the least expensive all-inclusives, you're not going to get the same meals that you're going to get at a five-star all-inclusive, and that price range is going to be huge.
Right. You want to follow up, Nona?
Yes, I do, because I think that the all-inclusive resort is not going to appeal that much to any of us.
Okay, that's fine. So
where my son is recommending is the place he's been a couple of times, which is Holbosch, Mexico.
Yeah.
The
problem with Mexico right now is like a problem with a lot of other places. You would want to check and see what the sargassum seaweed situation is.
Really?
Yes. Because of climate warming, there was this like, I'm not a scientist, but there's a whole bunch of sargassum seaweed that used to be out in the middle of the ocean, didn't bother anybody. Now it's coming up on shore, some in Florida, but poor Mexico is getting hit.
Really?
Yeah, so you really have to look up and see what the track record is.
So where would you actually look for that info?
You can just Google it online.
Okay.
You know, go into Reddit. People will tell you where they were. It's a little bit less in the wintertime, which is when she'd be going, so that wouldn't be too bad. And there are certain places in Mexico that have it. I just don't know what that particular location is. You know, what their record is for the last couple of years.
Go ahead, Nona.
Okay.
So
and also, another great place, if you want walkable distances for meals and you don't want an all-inclusive, is Aruba. Aruba has some fantastic restaurants, and they're located so that you could walk to them. If you've got to get a cab every time you go out to dinner, it's going to turn out to be expensive.
Now, Donna was saying early February. Is it too late for that?
No. I just booked somebody recently in early February, so no, it's not too late.
So Aruba, Dominican Republic, is there a particular area of Dominican Republic?
Punta Cana. I like the Punta Cana area.
Punta Cana.
And then another fantastic place, and you can actually get some units that have kitchen facilities, is Turks and Caicos. Again, not on the least expensive, but truly one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Yeah.
Is Grace Bay in Turks and Caicos. I've sent people there the first time they went to the Caribbean, and then they came back and said, "Where else can I go?" And I was like, "You've already been to the best beach."
There you go. Nona, we got to take a break here. Our guest is travel counselor Gene Gagnon. If you have a travel question, jump in now, 800-348-2551, or email voxpop@wamc.org. Oh, Harry James, I think. Mike Bowen, is that Harry James there on the music? It is. What's the song? Music Makers. I knew it sounded familiar. It's Vox Pop on WAMC, not a music show, but I do like to play the music. Our guest today is Gene Gagnon, a travel counselor, and you have an update on flying over Antarctica.
Yeah, I looked it up while we were on break, and the overview is, although it's not illegal to fly over it, most commercial airlines avoid it because there are no nearby emergency diversion airports.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
There's also lax rescue infrastructure, has extreme weather, and suffers from very low passenger demand.
But I would love to go over Antarctica just to see what it's like. Right?
It's going to be white.
That's not
I'm going to Patagonia. I'm going to go through like the Straits of Magellan and stuff like that in
October.
You're
going to go down to Tierra del Fuego?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good
yes,
for
we
you.
Are. Yeah.
John writes in from the 413, flying with a full or large dog. I came in and heard the end of the comments about dogs and flying. Are the baggage compartments heated and pressurized? That was my question, John. I don't have a dog, but I mean, it can't be good for the dog if they can't breathe and it freezes to death.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what Ray and I were just talking about. So, yeah,
we
not recommended.
But, I mean, if they're allowing pets, they must have a section that is pressurized, right?
I would think so. Boy, this is just like a Google kind of day.
This is the first time I ever recall seeing you bring a phone, and you've used it about nine times.
Getting such interesting questions.
Right. All right.
I'm just going to put dogs in cargo areas, but we can come back to that.
Oh, okay. All right. Should I go to the phones?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's go to Joan in Schenectady. Joan, how are you? Oh, it's John. John in Schenectady.
John.
Do you know Joan at all?
Anyway, I was in the Peace Corps back in the 70s, and I'd like to go back and see what my village is like. And I just was wondering if there's any organizations that set up hotels and maybe even transportation in a country called Benin or Togo in West Africa.
Interesting.
I want to stay away from Nigeria.
Well, you know, I have to be honest, but I'm getting all these things that, like, you know, we don't do. Where are all my, you know, calls about London and Paris and Rome?
Yeah, it's okay. I like these questions. It's making you work. I like it.
I'm sure there are. Okay, there are things that are called destination management companies, DMCs, and they are usually local to that country. And when there's an area that we're not as familiar with as we'd like to be, that's who we contact. So I'm sure there are. I just don't know any off the top of my head.
Well, what I've heard is that Benin is unrecognizable from when I was there in the 70s.
Well, I'm not surprised.
It's totally different, and it's totally built up, at least the coastal area. And but I'd still like to go back and see what my village is like.
Sure.
And,
What a great idea.
I'm sure there would be a way to do it. You just have to do the research and you know, things like that.
Well, John, thanks a lot for that one. 800-348-2551.
I have something.
What do you have?
I looked up about the dogs and the cargo.
Ah.
There are separate pressurized heated areas
there
that are
go.
Usually for large dogs.
It would have to be.
However, some people are saying just the stress alone is still very bad for them.
Well, you give the doggy a little something to calm him down, right?
I would think so.
All right, let's go to Michael in Albany. Michael, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm interested in taking an ocean liner across the Atlantic.
Okay.
And the only one I know of is the QE2. And I was wondering how best to approach that. Should I be in touch with the Cunard Lines, or should I be working with someone like yourself, or how to approach it?
Well, you should contact, I think you should contact a good local travel agency for wherever you are.
Okay.
But if for any reason you don't want to use a travel agent, yes, you can contact Cunard directly. The Queen Mary still goes transatlantic. Southampton to New York, and they have a whole schedule online that you can find. But yeah, it's the Cunard line. Now they take about a week though, and they do it on purpose. Even though it doesn't, if they really went regular speed, it would probably be closer to 5 days.
Yeah.
But because they go from week to week, you know, 1 week out, 1 week back,
right.
1 week out, 1 week back. So it's a one usually a 1 week trip.
Michael.
Yes. That's pretty much what I wanted to know. And is it too late in the season to be trying to get a reasonable cabin?
Not necessarily. I mean, cruises are such that, you know, a cabin can open up at any time, and you're only really looking for a cabin. When I'm always talking about the problem with holidays is because then you're trying to coordinate available accommodations and available airfare. That's one of the problems, because you have to match them. If with the Queen Mary, if there's a cabin open, it's open.
Right.
You know, and you can go from bottom of the barrel up to, you know, top luxury suite. So the prices vary greatly, and some of them are not as expensive as you think they would be. So, yeah.
Okay. Michael, thanks a lot for the call. Gene Gagnon is our guest. It's 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. If you want to squeeze in here at the end, have you ever done the Queen Mary?
No. No.
No?
No.
I mean, that sounds like such fun.
But I was on the original Queen Mary.
Right. And you went across the pond?
No. When she was a hotel.
She
was built as a hotel.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're not the best, you know, if your sea legs aren't that good,
mm-hmm.
are these huge ships relatively stable, or are you going to have a chance of getting really seasick?
Depends upon the weather.
Really?
Yeah,
a huge ship like that?
Yeah. Yeah, depends upon the weather.
And the accommodations,
from very, very small, you know, very small, to beautiful suites.
Interesting. I tell you, that
all
sounds...
All the food, you know, a lot of entertainment going on. There's movies, there's classes, there's
casino?
Library. I don't know, to be honest.
Interesting.
Most ships do have casinos, though.
Yeah. And you say they could do it in 5 days, but they...
Yeah, it's a 1 week.
That is
option.
So amazing. Yeah. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. 800-348-2551 is the number, and the email is voxpop@wamc.org. Nancy in Charlton writes, "We're traveling to Sicily via Germany in November. We only have a 2-hour layover in Munich going and coming home. We are hearing about and are very concerned about the extensive delays in Europe that make people miss connecting flights. Is there anything we can do to make this go more smoothly so we don't miss connections in Europe? It doesn't seem that the global entry program is a solution. Anything else we can do?"
No, part of the problem is they're doing this new biometric process when you arrive in a foreign country in Europe, you know, the fingerprints and things like that. It's a little kiosk you go to. It's not a big deal, except that a lot of countries are still having difficulty with it. You know, a machine, two or three machines will be down, and it can take forever.
Yeah.
However, if you have a connection in a country, you are typically not coming into that country. So in other words, when you land, let's say in Munich, you are not in Germany. You're just going to another gate to connect to a flight, and you'll go through passport control when you arrive in Sicily. That being said, we no longer book international connections anything less than 3 hours. because you could come in at one end of the terminal. It could go out at the other end of the terminal. They are not going to wait for you if you're late. You're running through that terminal. What if you're like, you know, an hour and a half late leaving from the U.S.? Now your connection, and don't forget, if a flight, people are so funny, because if you have a two-hour connection, so let's say your second plane leaves at 7 o'clock,
yeah,
they're starting to board at 6, because they're putting like 300 people on a plane. They can't start it at 5 to 7,
right,
if you're leaving at 7. So they start boarding at 6 or 6:15, so they can actually pull away from the gate by 7. I recommend 3 hours. It wouldn't hurt to contact your airline and say, can I change this to a longer layover with no change fee?
You've been to a lot of airports in the course of your career. What's the worst one as far as delays and not making connections and things like that?
Well, it's funny, Ray, because that's similar to the same question about is what do you think is the best airline?
Well, all right. So
for delays.
No, just say, give me a city. Don't give me an actual airport.
No, but I really can't, because on any given day, one of them is going to be horrible. Atlanta can be a mess. Chicago can be a mess. Philadelphia, you know, just
that's
in the
all
U.S.
In the U.S.
Internationally, when you're flying internationally, there is usually less of an issue because the international flights are the last ones canceled.
Hmm.
You know, so somebody told me recently they had a, you know, 8-hour delay in Newark. Well, I've gone through Newark like maybe 12 or 15 times. I've never had even an hour delay. So,
okay,
you know, it's the same thing as when people say, one person will come in on a Monday and say, I'll never fly American a day again. The next person comes in the next day and says, I'll never fly Delta. The next person comes in and says, I'll never fly United. It depends upon your own experience.
Okay.
Every airline can be fantastic.
Well, I wasn't talking about airlines. I was talking about airports.
Well, even airports. Every airport can be great.
Okay.
Every airport can stink.
All
depending
right.
upon the weather, depending upon the strike that's going on day. Italy tends to have a lot of problems because they have a lot of strikes. But their strikes are planned. It's really quite funny that
yeah.
we'll get a notification that Italy is having a rail strike, for example. And they'll say, these are the trains that are operating and these are the ones that aren't because of the strike.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I really can't
okay.
answer that.
Well, it's kind of a cop-out, but let's move on. Gracie in Sheffield writes, we adopted our little Yorkie from Missouri. Flew from Kansas City to Bradley, changed planes in Atlanta, and she was fine. Much less stressful than her former life with an illegal breeder. So Gracie had a fine time. Of course, a Yorkie's little. What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at the cop-out.
What?
Because it was funny. Anyway.
Okay. All right. So
yeah, Gracie did good.
All right. So we're going to... Okay. We're going to go back to the phones, and then we'll get to more emails in a little bit. Bill and Amy in Burnt Hills. It's a party line. Bill, you're on. Amy, you're on.
Thank you, Ray, for taking our call. We love the show.
Thanks.
And Gene, thank you. A few years ago, you gave us some wonderful advice on Turkey, and we had the trip of a lifetime.
Oh,
there.
I'm so glad. People are afraid to go there, and they don't know how wonderful it is.
You recommended a
we
tour.
We go back anytime.
And we went on gate one and had the most amazing time.
Cool.
Excellent.
We're hoping to go on a trip to Bulgaria in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wondering if you had any thoughts on Sofia. And then after Sofia, we are going to go to Venice for a few days to Biennale. So any thoughts on that
sounds
as well?
Great.
Oh, you're going to Venice. Then it's got to be you're going in 28. Did you say the Biennale?
No, fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because I was just there in April during the Biennale. So you got to book that soup, first of all, really, really early, because the hotels
tomorrow.
Are super
okay.
expensive
yeah.
during that. And Ray's giving me a quizzical look. The
no,
Biennale
no, no, no,
is
no.
an art
yeah.
Art show in Venice. So
right.
anyway.
What
yeah.
about Bulgaria, though?
Oh, Bulgaria, you can get tours.
Yeah,
you can get tours. Sofia's a beautiful city. It has an old town. They've restored whatever was destroyed during any kind of fighting or anything.
Right.
So, yeah, I would highly recommend it. I think you'd have a fantastic time. And, yeah, I definitely recommend. Have you ever been to Venice?
Yes,
okay.
For my 50th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, only
yeah.
the minute somebody says Venice, I perk up right away because it's my favorite city in the
oh.
world. In the world.
Same
so,
here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God. Love it. Love it. So, yeah, I think you should have no problem. Depending upon how long you want to be there, you might want to include Bucharest, not Budapest, but Bucharest in Romania.
Bucharest.
Yeah. And also Belgrade.
Okay.
So that whole area, you could almost do like kind of like a circle.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
So welcome. Hey,
Bill
thank
and Amy,
you.
Bill and Amy, before you go, do you always make calls, both of you on the line at the same time?
Yes. He needs supervision.
You know what? I love that answer. You know. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. 800-348-2551. All right. This is from, I got to pre-read it here briefly. It's pretty long. It's from Autumn. I have a question about rebooking a refundable ticket. I'm traveling to South America in December. I purchased my round-trip ticket through Copa Airlines in April. Booked first business class early because I thought the fare would be better. Just checked the same flights and discovered the current fare is about $1,500 cheaper than what I paid. My original tickets are fully refundable, and the new fare I'm looking at is also listed as fully refundable. Would there be any issue with purchasing the new lower price tickets and then requesting a full refund for my original reservation? Has anyone done this before with Copa Airlines? Just want to make sure there aren't any restrictions or complications I should be aware of before I make the change.
We do it all the time with fully refundable airline tickets, but you have to make sure it is fully, fully, fully refundable. Because if you buy the other one and then request the refund and there's a problem, there's going to be a problem. So you really have to be sure of the rules of that particular fare. You could, if the seats are wide open, you could also cancel first, get your refund, and then book. But for travel in December, I think that's kind of iffy.
All right. Susan writes in, we are a couple in our 80s and would like to go on a river cruise. One of us has limited walking endurance. Do you have any suggestions for companies or trips? There are so many choices that it's confusing.
It is very confusing. Ray, can I say a couple if I say more than
yeah,
one?
Yeah, if you say a couple few, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So top tier, you're talking AMA, Viking. There's lots of them on the top tier. There's a middle tier that I like, which is Avalon is also very nice. Emerald, you know, so there are a ton. So you really got to talk to somebody about what your budget is, where you want to go. And the one thing you have to keep in mind with a river cruise, and it's sort of come true this year, is we always tell people it's dependent upon the water level.
Yeah.
Because the water levels in Europe are so low now that they're going to have to bus people between to and from ports while still staying on the ship.
Wow.
So you'll be on the ship and then, you know, bus to one place and then back. Then
bus
the other way and back. It's still fun. It's still, but it's in all their literature. So you can't say, hey, you know, I want all my money back. It's weather related. So it's really not their fault.
Gene Gagnon is our guest. Only a minute or so left here, but let's go to Annette in Beacon very quickly. Annette, go ahead.
Hi, yes. I was calling about travel to Egypt and Jordan, and I know you had mentioned something about it, but is it really safe to travel there with the war in the Middle East going on and bombings in the airport at Jordan for the where the United States service members were?
Well, I would definitely go to Egypt, okay, without hesitation, and I would keep an eye on what's going on in Jordan. I've had several people go there since the war has started and had no issues whatsoever. But at the very beginning of it, we did have somebody who had to leave Egypt a couple of days early. But that was at the very beginning. Egypt, no problem. Jordan, nah, you'd want to check and double check and make sure. Okay?
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Now, we have another caller coming on, but I think it's too late. I mean, we only have 30, 40 seconds here. Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, tell him to talk fast.
Andrea, can you put line two right on? We only have about 20 seconds here. And she can't hear me. So anyway, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can call me at 518-785-3338. Email me at jean@plazatravel.net.
Yeah.
Our website is plazatravel.net. We have a Facebook. You know, there's lots of ways
to
look.
You're on the Facebook a lot.
Yeah, we are.
Isn't that kind of passé now?
People still see it.
Yeah?
Yeah, people see it. People call us. You know, so and, yeah.
So you when are you heading down to Patagonia?
Instagram. I was going to say Instagram.
Oh,
Instagram. When am I going to Patagonia?
Yeah.
October 6th.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It's very exciting.
So you have your passport.
I have my passport.
Your husband has his passport.
Right.
And Lord knows where he's going. So, hey, listen, hey, thanks for being here, Gene Gagnon.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
I guess
always
we'll see
a pleasure.
What, on the other side of your trip you'll be on?
Yeah, I think so.
I got to talk to my producer about this.
Yeah, I'd be on every day if you'd let me, Ray.
What?
I love
You're
it. I have
kind.
So much fun.
Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. We got through everyone but one today, and that one came in very late. Thanks to Mike Bowen, our engineer. Andrea Leong screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Now, tomorrow, you know, there's a lot going on up in the sky. There was the eclipse up in Europe, and the meteor shower, the Perseids are going on. And we have astronomer Dr. Valerie Rapson to join us tomorrow, and we will see you at 2:00.